John Parr, Triple M, Jay and Dave, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays, online, triplem.com.au. You can read the news we broke at 6 a.m. this morning. Bon Jovi in concert, the Bon Jovi in Australia in December, presented by us here at Triple M. Details, triplem.com.au.
It's not tickets to Bon Jovi, but it is $50 to spend at Coco Cabana.
Yeah.
The impossible question, the average Aussie will do this 62 times a day. Something to do with remote control. We've been skirting around the answer so close, but we need the exact answer.
For these next three people, I'm going to be really blunt.
Yeah.
They'll give me the answer, and I'm just going to hang up and do the incorrect sound effect if it's wrong.
Yeah, sure.
Next caller.
All right, 13, 27, 10 if you want to give it a go too, by the way. Fiona, you're first up. What do you reckon the answer is?
Picking out the remote.
All right.
Let's see.
Narelle has called. I'm being really sharp with these today. Narelle, how are you?
I'm good, Jay. Yourself?
Good. Your answer?
Using the remote control to get in and out of your vehicles.
Damn it. Thank you.
Back to the drawing board, Narelle.
See you later.
She does well, though. Paul, what do you reckon the answer is, mate?
Adjust the volume.
Adjusting the volume as well.
Oh, what the shot?
Yep. It was. It's not right, though.
Okay. Danielle, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What's the answer?
Turning the button on and off, like turning it on and off.
The power button?
Yeah, the power button, on and off.
Oh, my God. That's not right. No. No. All right, Danielle, thank you. All right, back Monday, 5:30, the impossible question.
Here it is again. The average Aussie will do this 62 times a day. Were one of those even close?
They're all close because they're talking about remote controls, but it's not the answer I need.
Oh, because I tell you what.
Wait until you hear it. Yeah. Wait until you hear it.
You had me going with Danielle. I thought you had it then.
No. It's thanks to Coco Cabana. It's so frustrating.
It is.
So frustrating. I'll tell you what the answer is. I'm going to turn my microphone off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I'm so close. Oh, man. It's like being... This is what it's like, okay, very quickly. It's like being the leader in the ice skating race in the Olympics, falling over and letting Stephen Bradbury come through to you. You're so close to end, but you can't get there.
Well, it's back Monday from 5:30. Thanks to Coco Cabana, Wood Street, Mackay. Jay and Dave for Brekkie Friday morning. Janet Jackson, 13 minutes past 7 here at Triple M morning. Vance Joy at Triple M. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Bon Jovi, this house is not for sale. 2018 tour. We just announced on the air Bon Jovi coming to Australia and supported and presented by us here at Triple M. Today's top, Dave, around 25 degrees for the coastline.
Yesterday, got to bring this up. We were in the Ange's in the afternoon's office, okay? Just shooting the breeze, as you normally do in the afternoon. And she said, oh, you guys have got to have a look at this, okay? It was a blog from Mamma Mia. Normally, I just go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But we took a little bit of a test, okay? It's all about your feet and what it means to your personality. You know this one, yeah?
Okay, so what? So you've got a test to see your personality via your feet.
Yeah, what your feet and your toes look like, okay?
Oh, okay.
Generally speaking, this is just a reading from it. There are four different foot shapes. You've got the Roman foot, you've got the square foot, you've got the Greek foot, and you've got the Egyptian foot, and each shape carries different personality traits.
Okay. So what do you have?
Well, apparently when you look at it, I've got the Greek foot, okay? The second toe extends beyond the big toe, so I've got a bigger second toe than I have a big toe. Okay, that's where mine is. I can't remember what yours was because you didn't have a look.
I'll do mine now.
Yeah? You're going to do yours now, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just do that because I'm going to give you some of the personality traits with the Greek foot, okay? This is the most common foot type in Australia. 43% of all Aussies have a Greek foot, and you tend to be active, athletic and creative and are enthusiastic and new about new ideas and projects. That's not me at all.
What's mine? Have a look under the desk.
Okay.
There's my toe there. Dave's looking at my toes. I don't think my second toe is longer than mine.
No, it isn't. You're more of an Egyptian foot, I think.
Hello.
It's balanced with a big toe, and each toe after that getting smaller in chronological order.
Walk like an Egyptian?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
right. You have long, thin feet lending itself to the nickname the stretch foot. That's right. You.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
You value your privacy. You have a tendency to hide your emotions, which can sometimes bubble over into mood swings that seem to come out of nowhere.
That's not really me, though.
No, and you tend to be very secretive as well and have a need for your own space.
At times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'll show everyone, because we've got this on the video for Facebook. Okay. You want to see my feet?
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm doing that now. Okay.
Right. Jesus.
This is what they mean.
What is that toenail? Oh, yuck.
Well, the toenail's something else, okay? That personality trait from the toenail.
What is that? Dave, you need to see a doctor about that.
Well, what's wrong with it? You want to see the other one?
No.
Because the other one's worse.
Show me the other one.
Are you sure?
Yep, pull it off.
Okay. Because it's... I hate to say this, but it's actually...
This is gold radio.
It's actually black.
Show me.
Have a look at that.
Where?
There you go.
That's gross.
Yep.
Why are you looking after your toes?
Because I usually don't look at my toes. I usually can't see them from the overhang from the stomach.
It starts with an urge to...
Go Where's the Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Witch Sundays. Online now, triplem.com.au. For that little old lady in Lithuania somewhere listening to us online, hello to you. Dave.
Guten Tag. Oh, no, that's German.
I wouldn't know the difference. If you continued on, I wouldn't have picked that up. Because I didn't know where Ethiopia was.
Okay. Konnichiwa then.
That sounds Australian, doesn't it? Coming up in a moment, we're going to find out about this crane we're going up in next Friday, providing we can get $5,000 donation with Damien from Crane Logistics. Let's play Last Word.
For Lone Star Rib House, where kids eat free all day. Jay and Dave's Last Word.
Alrighty, Jamie, are you ready to give it a crack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Men of little words and perfect timing.
All right. So we have three categories for you to decipher between the two of you and Dave. If we get the same answer twice, that's marked as incorrect, all right?
Yep.
All right, Jamie, here we go. We'll start with you first with the first category. Give me famous landmarks.
The Black Stump.
Buffy the Serena Cane Toad.
The Big Banana.
The Big Mango.
The Big Peanut.
Sydney Harbour Bridge.
The Gateway Bridge.
The Big Crab.
Okay.
One down.
That's okay. That's okay. We can still take this from behind to win.
You're packing it now, Jamie, aren't you?
All right.
Nah, not yet.
I agree too. All right, celebrities that started out as child stars. Dave, go.
Dilda Goodrum.
Molly Ringwald.
Oh, I got nothing. You have it.
That's one apiece.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Category number three. Jamie, you can take this out, mate. Hopefully you do. Roles in a wedding ceremony. Go, Jamie.
Oh, he's
wedding.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a role. I was after roles as like the celebrant and the flower girl and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Dave.
Okay. One by default, I don't care. That's a point.
Jamie, come back and try again soon, hey?
Yeah, mate.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
Okay, that was an easy win in the end.
So is that four out of five?
That's three.
Oh, so today was third, right?
Yeah, go for four on Monday morning. Oh, could this time be the right time?
Nah, I'm calling it next week and then somebody else will come up and win it and then you have to start.
Don't put the
square
jinx.
Square one again.
Don't put the
I
jinx.
I love it. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Speaking of jinx, I've been jinxed in a bad position to raise money for the children towards Mackay Bays and Prophecy Hospitals from a crane. If you haven't heard, we'll give you the details next in Triple M morning. The greatest hits from the 80s now, 80s, 90s and now, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Sorry, I was just having a giggle about this whole thing that we're doing next Friday. Forgive me, Five for Kids. Up in a crane, I actually have the biggest nervous pee. I wasn't going to say it, but it's too late now, I've committed.
Do you need a bucket?
I need a bucket and I need something to settle me down over the next couple of days.
To raise money for Give Me Five for Kids, Triple M and Crane Logistics are going to suspend the crew.
It's all becoming very real now because I know this time next week, this will be happening if we get that $5,000 in total donation for our children's board.
Yeah, we need to make the $5,000 mark. That's the proviso that Jay has given us. But Ange has teamed up with Damien and the team from Crane Logistics. Damien, mate, you've invited us to actually come and have a look at the crane. Is that okay if we go around there today?
Yeah, sounds awesome.
All right, so tell us about this crane that we're going up in. How big is it? How high can it go? Because I'm a little bit concerned about this.
Well, Andrew said give you the biggest, highest crane we've got.
So of course
we've got
you
a 220-tonner with 80 metres of live boom. So that means you're going to be suspended 80 metres up in the air.
Oh. That's quite high, as a matter of fact. Think about it this way. When you look at it, that's basically... from the try line all the way through to the other 20-metre line.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's not that far.
Okay. It's easy for you to say. How often do you go up in these things?
Oh, I wouldn't get in there.
See? <okay. laughs> See, what's good for one person is good for the other. So how long does it take to get up there, and what happens if it's a bit breezy?
Well... the wind is up to the nature, and if it's a bit breezy, we'll get a bit of a wobble up and a bit of a sway, but as long as it doesn't exceed the metres per second for the crane, you should be all good.
Okay, explain the metres per second with the crane thing.
Well, when you put a crane up, depending on the size of your load and all sorts of other things, you've got something like 10 metres per second as a limit.
Oh, great.
10 metres a second? Jeez, that's quick.
But you should be right.
See, I love how you're trying to you know, console me by saying, you should be right, don't worry about it. We've already had one person and the team, we have to say thanks to ProChem, jump on board. They gave us $2,500 donation this morning and our goal was $5,000, so we're already halfway there. So next Friday, it's the 22nd of June, come down Crane Logistics, which is where we'll be in Padgett there, Dave.
Yeah, and Damien, mate, just be easy on us, okay? Well, be easy on Jay more than anyone. Because he is absolutely petrified of heights.
Petrified.
Nah, you'll be fine. It's not that far.
It's not that far. See? But yet you just said you wouldn't get up there.
Yeah, well, I've got to tell you these things.
Damien from Crane Logistics, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. And you can catch Damien and the rest of the team down there with us next Friday, 22nd of June, for our Give Me Five for Kids appeal with Jay and Dave for breakfast here at Triple S. Yes.
Hey, it's Selena from ProChem. How are you going today?
Hey, Selena.
What's going on?
Hey, well, I heard a little snippet on the radio that you guys are going to get up in a crane next Friday.
Oh, okay. No, hang on. You're making it sound like it's just something we do on the weekends. You know, it's going to go up for, what is it, Dave? 50 metres?
50 metres.
50 metre view?
The catch is we need to raise $5,000, though.
I'm going to give you something towards that. So ProChem would like to donate $2,500.
Oh, Selena.
Two and a half thousand. This was only done yesterday, the challenge, and that means we're halfway there.
That's right. It's so close now, Jay.
Selena, why are you doing this to me? Why?
I'm not. I'm doing it for the kids, Jay. We're doing it for the kids.
Yep, it's for the children's wards, and I'll tell you what, Selena, if you could see what I could see right now, you'd probably need a mop and bucket.
All right, so Kim, give us a plug. Whereabouts can we find you, and what do you do, Selena?
Oh, we do all sorts of things. We're in Boundary Road. Look, we have nuts and bolts. We do mechanical. We deal with the mining industry. We have a lot of umbrellas. But, it's for a great cause, and we just can't wait to see you guys up in that crane next Friday.
Fantastic.
Okay, you've just made me the ears prick up. You've got all this industrial stuff, then you've got umbrellas.
Umbrellas too. How many do you want?
Give us two. Hey, can you nuts and bolts? Make sure that the crane is nutted and bolted together. Can you do that for us? Just say yes. Just do that for me.
Yes.
That's good. All right, ProChem. I can't believe it. $2,500, Selena. I know we're doing it. We're having a lot of fun about it at the moment. But like you say, it is for a great cause for the children towards the Mackay Base and Prossy Hospitals. Thank you so much for your generous donation this morning. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
19 away from 6. Big announcement after 6 a.m. this morning. Keep listening for that. Excited to make this announcement as well. Some bloke just rang up before and said, what are they going to replace you on Triple M? Is that the announcement? Well, that would be a very joyous day for a lot of people, but no, it's not.
You just bought the surprise for a whole heap of people at 6 o'clock. Right. Yesterday, though, there was a big surprise.
Absolutely.
To raise money for Give Me Five for Kids, Triple M and Crane Logistics are going to suspend the crew.
A surprise. It was on us. It is suspending our breakfast show on Friday, 22nd of June.
Yeah, Ange came in yesterday morning and said, we knew she was coming in, so we thought we were in trouble. And in a roundabout way, we are. We're getting suspended at 50 metres in a crane.
Only if we get $5,000. I'm terrified of heights.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do it, to be honest, but the things you do for this breakfast show and raising money for the children towards Mackay Base and Prossy Hospital.
So that was the plan for you, okay? You put that proviso in there.
Yep.
Has to be $5,000 or it doesn't go ahead.
Correct.
And we've got until this time next week, on the 23rd, 22nd of June, sorry.
Yeah, 22nd. But yesterday, Ruben, you called it, you knew what was happening, right?
Hey, buddy, I told you you were going to do something with the crane.
Oh, yeah, you were right. You should be a psychic. Psychic Ruben.
Didn't think you were going to get put up in the air, but yeah.
No, that's got us worried.
Psychic Ruben. Well, one of us to the rescue.
What about those, I'm not saying you're a horse, all right, but you know those blinkers that they can get on? If you wore a set of them, did you not know that you're going up in the air?
Yeah, but I've got to look down, though.
Why are you going to look down?
We're in a cage.
Yeah, but you can hold onto the door and then just stay there. Don't have to look. Close your eyes.
No. For how long?
We go up at 8 a.m.
8
a.m. I gather if you're scared of heights, if you close your eyes, you don't know unless you are going to panic because you feel like you're going up on a lift or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you're not making the situation any better, Ruben. What are you doing?
No, I know. And the other thing I reckon a few of my psychic powers are you going on a helicopter ride?
Oh.
Okay.
Ruben.
Never.
Keep pushing his buttons, mate. Please.
Never.
This is great.
Never. All right, Ruben, thank you, mate.
Have a great weekend, mate.
You too, mate.
Don't forget to put one of those spoons away for me.
We'll do that when we actually get them made. There's been a development on that. We'll have that details and that coming out very soon with Jay and Dave for breakfast here at Triple M. Triple right now.
4 decades. Which is the greatest decade of all time? Triple M.
The battle is back after 9 this morning, Dave. 2 great years on the way today.
Yeah, it's 76 up against 2002. Yeah. Those were the years where Storm Boy was released in 1976. What was the name of the Pelican? Do you remember?
I don't know. No,
there you go. And also, Ansett Airlines went bust in 2002.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That long ago?
It was that long ago.
From 76 Hot Chocolate. I believe in
miracles. Good song.
Where you from? You sex a thing. Not a bad track. John Mayer, though. From 2002. Who's going to take it out today? That is the battle. It is the greatest decade of all time back from 9 this morning.
That's a tough one. Got to say 76 because of that song.
2002, I reckon.
You reckon? Yeah. I'll go 76 then.
See, we always go to opposites. That's what it's always about, isn't it? Greatest decade of all time with Jay and Dave for breakfast and Shut Up and Dance, Walk the Moon, 23 to 8 here at Triple M morning. Jay and Dave for breakfast, everything Mackay with Sundays. Welcome to Friday morning. Missed anything on today's show? TripleM.com.au is where you'll find us online today.
We were just talking about the greatest decade of all time, 1976, the year that the movie Storm Boy was released. And for the life of me, I can't remember the name of the pelican.
You're not allowed to Google. Don't Google it.
Yeah, I know. That's the rule.
I've never seen it.
What?
Never seen Storm Boy. No, I just said that before. I've never seen it before.
I can't believe that. Yeah. Like I'm shocked because that was a staple.
Yeah, but it was an older movie. So when did it come out?
70s. 1976. Yeah, they showed it in schools.
Really?
Not
in my school. I'd never saw Storm Boy at my school ever.
They used to roll out the big contraption with the TV and the VHS, and you'd watch it during class. What?
You're not selling me the movie, brother.
It's a great seriously.
You're not selling it to me.
It's a bit like how do I explain it?
I'm asking the same question. How do you explain it? Because I'm trying to figure it out. So is it like that? Do you remember that movie a few years ago with the goose and they had to try and get the goose to fly again? Is it like that?
Oh, look, it's been a very long time since I've seen it.
You're selling it to me saying, oh, great movie, but I can't actually remember what it's about.
It's a bit like Oddball. You know that movie with...
The dog?
Yeah, with the dog. It becomes his best mates. Like, this little kid. I can't remember the kid's name either for the life of me at the moment either.
Stormboy you're on a himself. Great role today.
Look, it's been a very long time. I'm talking like early 80s since the last time I've seen it.
Brains Trust, name of the pelican?
Yeah.
What's the movie about, 13, 27, 10? Obviously, it's about a pelican if it's...
Yeah. Yeah, it's like his best mate or something. Yeah. That's all I remember. And if you haven't seen it before,
next
like
minute,
Jay...
It's about a killing a pelican that everyone's running away from it. Dave's like, no, they're best mates.
I don't think they try to kill it to do anything with it, no.
All right, 13, 27, 10. So we want to know the name of the pelican from Storm Boy.
Yep.
And the... Who's seen the movie?
Who's seen the movie and what's it about?
Because Dave's telling me nothing. We'll take your calls up in just a moment. Jay and Dave from Brecky here at Triple M. Jerry Harrison, revving it up. At Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast after 8 o'clock this morning. We just got a message from Damien from Crane Logistics out of Padgett saying, hey, boys, I'll tell you about the crane.
Oh, good work.
That we're going to go up next Friday. If we get $5,000 cash, by the way, donation, for our children's wards, Mackay Base and Prossy Hospitals. We'll get to that after 8 this morning. We're just talking about, the weirdest things on this breakfast show.
Yeah, it was just saying, you know, 1976, Storm Boy was released for the greatest decade of all time.
Yeah.
It's been a very, very long time since I've seen the movie, though.
So you don't know the name of the pelican. I've never seen this movie at all.
Yeah, that surprises me, actually.
We want to know the name of the pelican first, if you can help us out, 13, 27, 10.
Michelle, what's the name of the pelican?
Mr. Percival was the name of the pelican.
Ah, of course.
Mr. Percival. I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
What?
No.
Yeah. You're dead to me.
I don't know, Mr. Percival. All right, thank you for that.
No problem.
See ya.
See you later.
Now, Kim, you also, like me, you've never seen Storm Boy, the movie.
No. Yeah, no, I've only just recently watched E.T., so...
Oh, my God.
What? Kim? Are you stuck in the 70s and 80s?
Oh, I like the 70s, but yeah, it's just, I don't know why I never watched E.T. I'm not sure, but I have now, so it's all good.
Right, okay. So there's two people, myself and Kim there, who has never seen Storm Boy, the movie,
yeah.
Never seen it, thank you.
Ernie Dingo was in it.
Oh, it's an Australian movie.
Yeah, it's an Aussie movie, yeah. It's based on a true story, I think, too. Mm,
yeah, I think so, yeah. But I'm pretty sure Ernie Dingo was in it, but I'm not...
You seem to know a lot about the movie that you haven't seen before. All right, I'll give it a stab. Thank you for the call, Kim.
No worries, Al. Bye, have a good day.
You too, see ya.
See you, Kim. she knows a lot.
I know it's Mr. Percival, it's a pelican. Never seen the movie, though.
Graham, have you seen the movie, mate?
Yep.
Okay, what's it about? Because Dave can't tell me anything.
Okay, it's about a fisherman's son who befriends or raises an orphan pelican and learns life experience through the pelican and an Aboriginal bloke played by David Goldblum.
Right, okay. Okay.
Righto. And his name's Mike.
Mike.
Right, that's the name of the boy.
So learning life experiences from a pelican. I'm not a judgmental kind of person, but how do you learn something from a pelican?
Well, he learns about responsibility, because he's looking after the pelican and teaching it how to be a pelican again. And so it's sort of, that's what I mean by learning, like virtually learning what it's all about, to have responsibilities and gain experience and pass knowledge on and things like that. So.
There you go.
Okay, rightio, thank you for that. When you said passing on responsibilities, I'm like, what, teaching somebody how to swallow a fish whole? Like, that's an impressive skill to have, but from a pelican.
I don't remember the movie ever having the pelican with the big triple chin and the young boy having the same.
That's a true fear, is pelicans for me.
Is it really?
Yep. Yeah, yeah, that's where the bird fear came from, is pelicans.
There you go.
Anything that can swallow a duck whole, that's what I have an issue with. All right, now, top today, we're heading for around 25 degrees, Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Now, I got to say, when Dave said to me, guess what, Brit's into the Brisbane Broncos, the female team, and I'm like, okay, well, what about the Cowboys? Did nobody call you from the Cowboys?
Nobody at this stage, no.
That is ridiculous. We're going to put a word into them.
I'll tell you what, you that was one of your two teams that you wanted to play for, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, with the Cowboys not being included in the premiership this year, Broncos was probably my first choice.
And what does that mean? Do you think? Obviously, it's a huge step for our female players and for female in sports in general. Like, this must be a huge thing for you.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the women's game has come very far this year. You know, they've nominated the top 40 players, and then they've had the Talent ID Day, which is the first thing that they've ever had. And obviously, the NRL Premiership is the first ever. So, yeah, it's awesome to be a part of it. I can't wait till the end of the season.
Who else was chasing you other than the Broncos? I'm sure there was a few other teams, yeah?
No, I would say that the Broncos are the only team that I got a call from.
I find that hard to believe.
That doesn't mean that they weren't keeping an eye on you, that's for sure.
Oh, no, it doesn't mean that, but there are a lot of girls out there that are quite talented, and I'm sure they had their eyes on, but yeah, happy to go with the Broncos.
But it all comes down to being coached by Dave back in the day, doesn't it?
That's it.
I knew that, he was going to take claim for that. I knew he was.
You know what? I can hit you up for a loan now. You're on $1 million now, aren't you?
Oh, something like that.
Well, congratulations once again. When Dave told me the news, I was truly proud and so happy for you as well. You're doing some great stuff for our young female listeners as well and showing that they can do it as well. Britt, as always, good to chat to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Did you ever have one of those moments where it was like the movie Ghost and you were there doing the pottery? And someone's come behind you and give.
No, my spirits aren't that romantic.
Your husband's sitting right behind us as well.
But I don't have any romantic spirits who do all that stuff. None that look like Patrick Swayze, anyhow.
If that was the case, I think all of us would like to tap into that.
Phil, mate, what do you reckon it's called?
No, I wouldn't call it a sandwich. If you didn't call it a roll, I'd class it as a sub.
A sub. Oh, God, now we... Phil, there's no need to put extra into this, okay?
That's an extra argument altogether.
Americans call them sub.
You go to Subway and you get the bread roll with the filling, yeah.
That's a sub. Yeah. Oh, there's a good point. Thank you for bringing that up. So a sub is also a sandwich artist. So a hot dog is a sandwich. Thank you, Phil.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what the conversation entailed.
Well,
because they were in front of the cameras for a long time.
I speak fluent Korean.
Get out.
I do.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can determine what Kim Jong-un was saying yesterday.
Okay. Oh, what did he say?
Well, hang on. I've got a piece here.
Yeah.
Play me a piece.
Okay.
All right. I'm really pleased to announce peace deals with the US, and I finish with one request. One of Jay and Dave's teaspoons, please. How good are our teaspoons at the moment? People are wanting them left, right and centre.
You know what, you almost had me fooled for a second then too. Sharon, you have seen Penny Farthing Man today.
I did. Just
where,
now.
Whereabouts?
On River Street.
Follow him. No, seriously, get his phone number. We want to know who he is, why he's doing this.
If you are on River Street, anybody's on River Street, get this guy. Don't push him off his bike because it's a high position to fall off.
Yeah.
What was he wearing?
A hat and shorts and a t-shirt. Nothing fancy.
They weren't pantaloons or anything?
No, they should have been, but they weren't.
Right.
Okay, in which direction on River Street was he riding in?
He was at Blue Keys heading down towards Keyleth.
Oh, my God.
Right.
And that's not an easy path to ride because there's a lot of low-hanging trees there. I'm assuming on a penny farthing, you're driving past a tree, you can see birds in their nests. Like, that's how high that thing would be, right? Is it high?
Yes, it is very high. The man's like quite little.
What made you get into the penny farthing game?
Well, yeah, there are a couple of reasons actually. Firstly, we stumbled upon this place in Tasmania called Evandale in the northern end of Tasmania, and every year in February they have the Australian, believe it or not, the Australian Penny Farthing Racing Championship.
What?
That's cool. That's cool.
And we arrived at this place, and the whole town gets behind these races. You know, they close off the middle of town, and they set up all these sort of vintage displays, and people get dressed in period costume. And
that's amazing.
That's sensational. So you're in training for this thing?
I'm in training for this thing. Awesome. Yes. Every February, and they have the Australian Championships down there, and. They're going to have the World Penny Farthing Racing Championships at Evendale in a few years' time.
That's so good.